Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for the theme that's in my heart this morning, Lord. And I just think of this beautiful world that you made. You had it in mind even before it came into existence. And so in you is life, in you is the answers for each and every one of us. You the potter and we the clay. And so we thank you as you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, to know you, to walk in the predestined plan, in the good works that you've laid out for our lives, Lord. So just thank you for just keeping us in your heart, keeping us in your hand, and in your will and your way, Lord, so as to partake of your table, drinking your cup and fulfilling that purpose that is destined for us in heavenly places, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 10, verse 18 to 24 in the NIV. Consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifices participate in the altar? Do I mean then that food sacrificed to an idol is anything, or that an idol is anything? No. But the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God, and I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Are we trying to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Are we stronger than He? I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others.
Hallelujah. So here again, you know, we see then that there's the Lord's table, and then there is a whole lot of demonic activity. And who we worship is who we become. If we are caught up with the demons, the powers and principalities of darkness, and they've got hold of us, it's not a fragrance that is coming forth. It's a stench. It's not light coming forth. It is darkness. So it's so important to know we are God's idea. Not just us, but this whole world and everything in it. And we are here. We have got the chance now to stay at His feet, stay calling on Him, staying drawing close to Him. And then that is how we also set the table for others, to help them see the cup, partake of God's goodness, because it's about His kingdom, and His kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And we are, once born again, we are in that, and it's now to just enjoy that wonderful predestined purpose of having His call that justifies us and glorifies us on the beautiful journey and in the beautiful love and divine purpose of God to bring about restoration. So that's so important. I just want to read the message here from 19 to 22. It says it's so beautiful. Do you see the difference? Sacrifices offered to idols are offered to nothing. For what's an idol but a nothing? Or worse than nothing, a minus, a demon. I don't want you to become part of something that reduces you to less than yourself, and you can't have it both ways, banqueting with the master one day and slumming with the devils the next. Besides, the master won't put up with it. He wants us, all or nothing. Do you think you can get off with anything less? So God made us to be His children, to listen to Him, to walk with Him, together with the Lord. We were predestined to be partners, co-heirs, married, and God desires no divorce. He desires pure marriage, in tune with the Lord, and that's where we set a good example, and then we also then helping mankind. Myself and Danita wrote a beautiful song. I feel this song called points out the whole reality of what's available and what is required. So listen to it with your spirit, listen to it with your heart. And in the first verse, it talks about our sins has been taken away, we restored, we've been made innocent. Now the Son of Righteousness can arise. And that's us. We are arising as we are listening to the Son of Righteousness. Jesus is the author of our faith and the perfecter. So that's what it's speaking about there. There's a marriage, there's a union, and when we understand that and we stay in tune, we are waking up, we are rising, and we are shining. We have entered the rest, and we are partaking of that which God has in store for our lives. Be blessed, because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Called out of darkness into the light, sins removed as east from the west, righteousness restored in Christ, the Son of Righteousness can arise. So take me and shape me, mold and engrave me, make me a mirror of you. To lead and to keep, to teach and equip the family in your presence. I'm awaking in your likeness, I'm finding your rest. Your spirit witness with mine, I am your child and you are my dad. I have a need.